It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
How many in modern societies and even in our individual circles are now finally beginning to sense that there's much we haven't been told, that all is not well, that as of yet unimaginable challenges are nearly upon us, challenges that will not seem real until they are. Gandhi said this, "The things that will destroy us are politics without principle, pleasure without conscience, wealth without work, knowledge without character, business without morality, science without humanity, and worship without sacrifice." Again, words of wisdom from Gandhi. The extreme level of orchestrated political theater should be a glaring red flag to all those that are awake and aware. Chapter after chapter of the criminals on one side of the manufactured political divide accusing the criminals on the other side of the manufactured political divide, all of it is carefully scripted mass distraction, which the criminals in mainstream media are all too willing to carry out. What other distractions and delusions are modern societies succumbing to? The religion of science and technology, and the associated false conclusion that science and technology will save us from ourselves. Question, is science and technology saving us so far, or in fact sealing our common fate? This statement from Zbigniew Brzezinski, presidential advisor to all presidents recently deceased, but presidents back to Lyndon Johnson. He said this, "Technology will make available to the leaders of major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm." Again, from a presidential advisor going all the way back to Johnson. And we have Lyndon Johnson, who is at the front of every single Global Alert News broadcast. The damning film footage of Lyndon Johnson raving like a lunatic, stating he who controls the weather controls the world. We must connect the dots. Those denying what's happening in our skies, in societies, and most especially in academia, who is continuing to betray societies by their denial, all need to wake up, find the courage to face the truth, while there's still anything left of Earth's life support systems to salvage. Now consider this report from the Weather Channel. Speaking of paid liars, paid actors and paid liars, they said this, "This week has weather conditions from all four seasons." This is the way they cover the tracks of climate engineering, to just sensationalize and make it seem like it's all normal and just nature at work. Not the case. Not the case. From the UK Guardian and other sources, this headline, "Record power shutoffs in California are set to become the new normal, conditioning Californians to accept what's coming." The report states major power shutoffs are set to become a new normal for a state gripped by the climate crisis. And climate engineering, which of course is not mentioned, which is a core part of what's happening in California, especially in regard to the protracted droughts that happen again and again and again, and the wildfires. More on that subject later in this broadcast. From the website eand.co, an essay addressing the current path of the human race, quote, "We're about to become people fighting desperately, fighting for survival on a dying planet, and it's not going to be pretty." End of that essay title. From the essay, this statement, "When self-preservation takes over, it usually takes civilization, democracy, decency, and sanity with it." Let's not forget the entire web of life as well. Again, will technology save us? Don't bet on it. Misguided and abused technology has done so much for us so far that planetary omnicide is unfolding right now at blinding speed. In regard to technology and deception, from sciencenews.com, this new headline, "In a climate crisis, comma, is geoengineering worth the risks? Question mark, as if it hasn't been already going on for 70 years. The report states this, "More research on such tech as ocean seeding and space mirrors." They put, of course, space mirrors. Let's think of the idiocy of that, or the proposal that we suspend a hose from the ground to the stratosphere to pump out aerosols, as if we don't have jet aircraft that can and are doing that for the last 70 years, not jet aircraft for 70 years, prop-driven planes before that. But climate engineering has been going on for 70 plus years. It's right after World War II. And we have the climate science community and the academicians in it pretending that it's not going on, pretending that we are not really seeing what we're seeing in the skies. We live in an asylum. But the report continues that such technology is needed, some scientists say. Geoengineering ideas, quote, tinkering with the climate to delay or halt the worst effects of global warming, as if playing God with the weather with highly toxic materials that destroy the ozone layer, disrupt the hydrological cycle, contaminate the entire surface of the Earth, is somehow going to save us from ourselves. The report continues. Geoengineering proposals have been around for decades, but few such ideas have progressed past the thought experiment stage, a blatant glaring lie, due in part to concerns that the cure could be worse than the disease. No could, no may, no might, is and has been for decades. Yet the climate engineering industrial complex keeps doubling down because there are many more agendas being carried out. Climate engineering is not about the greater good, in no way, shape, or form about the greater good. It's about power, control, and masking the true severity of what's unfolding from the population until the last possible moment, while simultaneously sickening and making less cognitively functional that population. And that's not just my opinion. That's a lab test proven fact. We have these toxic materials raining down through the air column. We are all inhaling them. IQs are dropping precipitously, all proven by peer-reviewed science report. And the effects of these metals that are showing up in lab tests, their effect on our cognitive ability, our health, human diseases like Alzheimer's, ALS, autism, and a long list, endless list of human diseases is proven scientifically. This is a 2+2=4 equation. Many, many agendas being carried out with what's happening in our skies, ionizing the skies, making them more electrically conductive. That's conducive for EMP offense and defense, over-the-horizon communication. And no one in the military-industrial complex cares about the consequences because that is the nature of that beast. They do not care. When will the human population understand that? An out-of-control military-industrial complex is a death sentence, period. And we're very close to that sentence being carried out. Last statements from this report. But as dire warnings about climate change impacts increasingly dominate the news, geoengineering may once again be getting a closer look. What absolute deception from sciencenews.com. These people need to be exposed, by the way. Search out these sources and sites and authors and send them credible data. Do not threaten them. Never do that. Send them credible data and explain to them that when the population wakes up to the fact that they have been a part of the criminal climate engineering cover-up, they will be held legally and morally accountable by a justifiably enraged population. From ABC News Australia, this report. Climate change means geoengineering under pressure to keep our CO2 budgets under control. Geoengineering doesn't do anything to control CO2. It simply is a stated attempt to try to mask the effects of it so you can keep business as usual, keep looting, plundering, pillaging, polluting the planet until there's nothing left. This report states a hypothetical scenario. It says, quote, in 2029, every merchant ship in the world is fertilizing the ocean with iron, a last-ditch effort to draw carbon dioxide from the air as global emissions near the point of no return. Let's be clear, we passed the point of no return in regard to the planet we have known decades ago. No going back. Not in any time frame that matters. We may yet salvage some part of Earth's life support systems if we all stand together immediately and help to change course. Short of that, no chance. The report states a list of insane, quote, tech suggestions for mitigating the problem. It says ocean fertilization across 10% of the Earth's oceans by utilizing every merchant ship in the world. Think of the fossil fuel that would use, pushing those ships around, dumping pollutants in the ocean to try to force it to uptake CO2. Adding lime to 10% of the oceans to enhance alkalinity, which is to counteract the iron dump in the ocean from ocean iron fertilization, and to increase CO2 uptake and counter seawater acidity, because the oceans are dying by the day because they're too acidic already. So let's make them more acidic by putting ships all over the ocean, dumping iron into them, making them even more acidic. Total idiocy from the so-called science community. Another suggestion, brightening marine clouds by spraying fine seawater into low-lying stratocumulus clouds to increase the reflectivity and reduce surface temperatures. Seawater is not a part of this equation. Toxic reflective heavy metals are, because there's no regard for the consequences. Another suggestion from the science community, so-called science community, drawing up cool nutrient-rich water from the depths with large pipes to create an artificial upwelling that provokes algae blooms while also cooling the ocean's surface. Think of the stupidity with that suggestion. Let's do that in the Arctic, as it has been suggested, and thus allowing warm water to reach the seabed, thus thawing and releasing methane hydrates, which there's enough of to turn the planet into Venus about 100 times over. This is from the so-called science community, who also suggested this: farming seaweed on a large scale before entombing it deep in the oceans to sequester its carbon or process it for biofuels. Let's grow seaweed, i.e. kelp, which is already dying all over the world. Somehow they're suggesting we grow it and then bury it in the ocean floor. How exactly are we going to do that? Then there's a suggestion from another report that we build 10 million wind-powered water pumps to put in the Arctic, again, to pump seawater from the seafloor to the surface to try to cool the ice or to cool the sea surface, again, warming the seabed, releasing methane, game over on planet Earth. I'm sorry I seem angry at the climate science community or the science community as a whole that is, in effect, part of the criminal climate engineering cover-up. It's only because I am angry. Why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't I be? Why wouldn't any rational person be angry at the betrayal of the science community, not just on this issue, but on the obvious and inarguable and scientifically provable dangers from vaccinations, fluoridated water, GMO foods, pesticides? I could go on and on and on. The human race had better wake up soon or it's game over. From gzeromedia.com, geoengineering for the sake of the planet. Same type of disinformation. Let's pretend it isn't already going on in the skies above us and completely decimating the planet and Earth's life support systems. And we have, again, more media pretending somehow this is a technological fix that will save us all. Complete fallacy. From interestingengineering.com, this headline, controversial geoengineering technique explained, states this: geoengineering is a popular answer to climate change, especially for those who don't want to change things as they are now and to stop using so many hydrocarbon fuels. But the techniques proposed are rather scary. Rather scary? Filling the sky with highly toxic particles that do everything I described, disrupted hydrological cycle, destroying the ozone layer, toxifying the entire planet and every breath we take. They're rather scary. I think they're horrifying. And the damage is already cataclysmic. From counterpunch.org, this headline, a little closer to the mark, geoengineering is a, quote, scam. From that report, former Secretary of State and ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson stated, climate change is a, quote, engineering problem, and it has an engineering solution. Let's take a moment to ponder those words of wisdom from the morally bankrupt criminal oil tycoon Rex Tillerson. This report also states this: geoengineering is the ultimate capitalist solution to climate change. It aims to own and control Mother Earth, but that greed will only worsen our climate crisis. And that, in fact, is exactly what has happened for the last 70 years, as geoengineeringwatch.org has stated from the beginning of our website over a decade ago. How is the climate engineering elephant in the sky covered up in plain sight? This final excerpt from this report. The industry's extension, the oil industry, into the education system goes much deeper than funding geoengineering research. ExxonMobil brags that it alone has invested $1.25 billion with a B on education programs around the world since 2000. Chevron says it's invested more than $480 million on education worldwide since 2013. The investments from oil and gas companies on education should be a massive red flag, especially since 30% of teachers still reinforce the idea that climate change is due to, quote, natural causes. What a total absurdity. It's like finding a body in the street, again, that's been run over, beaten, stabbed, shot, and everything else we can think of that would kill us, and someone tries to claim it died of a heart attack. That's how idiotic such a claim is. And even for those who want to pretend that climate engineering is the only thing affecting our climate, which again is not rational, that's simply not rational. Every form of human activity that affects the energy balance of the planet, affects Earth's natural life support systems, is a problem. Climate change being the biggest single factor of all, but by no means outweighing all the other factors combined. Simply the biggest single piece to the puzzle. Trying to explain that very clearly so I'm not misquoted or misinterpreted. Bottom line, those who are pulling levers of power, most especially the military-industrial complex, the hydrocarbon fuel complex, the oil industry, climate engineering suits them completely, and they are completely behind it. On that note, this recent headline report from NewScientist.com, world's largest untapped coal reserve about to go up in smoke. From that report, the world's last great untapped coal deposit is about to go up in smoke. Botswana is sitting on vast amounts of coal and is ramping up efforts to mine and export it with international corporations, of course, that have no regard for the population there. And interestingly enough, the photo in this report reveals a sky saturated with geoengineering aerosols and with microwave frequency manipulation signatures in those aerosols. Just geoengineer the skies and keep pumping those hydrocarbons into the atmosphere, and it will turn this planet, it is turning this planet into Venus. Geoengineering, the attempt to mask it, making it far worse, not better. From Moscow Times, and this is a consequence, we need to listen to this report. Scientists discover record methane emissions in the Russian Arctic. From that report, researchers were able to see the greenhouse gas bubbling through the seawater. The sea was boiling. This is the most powerful gas fountain I have ever seen, said Igor Semilitov, the head of the expedition and a TPU professor. No one has ever recorded anything like this before. The ocean boiling from methane fountains. GeoengineeringWatch.org has reported this exact scenario going back over a half a decade. It has been seen before. It has been ongoing. It just simply hasn't gained enough media attention before. We reported over half a decade ago that methane fountains were being seen in the Laptev Sea that were a kilometer wide, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of them. This is ongoing. This is part of what climate engineering is doing, trying to mask the total planetary meltdown climate implosion while at the same time fueling the overall fire. And engineering winter weather events, I'll get to that later in this broadcast, is part of how they keep the population confused and divided as to the true state of the climate implosion. Search these titles on methane. Search geoengineeringwatch.org methane, period. You'll find a number of articles like methane release and the geoengineering cure that is fueling the fire. The global methane emergency is now. Microwaving the atmosphere to mitigate methane. And geoengineering, methane eruptions, and imploding Arctic ice. Those are four of our titles. We have about 2,000 articles on our site. But search geoengineeringwatch.org, methane, and you should find these titles. Learn what's happening. Methane is the biggest linchpin in our collective coffins at this point. It has the capability to turn this planet again into Venus 100 times over. If it releases into the atmosphere, it's happening now. Climate engineering is making it worse, not better. From Reuters.com, climate protesters block streets around the world. From that report, thousands of climate change protesters took to the streets in cities around the world on Monday, launching 2 weeks of peaceful civil disobedience to demand immediate action to cut carbon emissions and avert ecological disaster. Again, this question. When will the climate protesters face and tell the whole truth? There can be no legitimate discussion or protest on climate collapse without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering atrocities, something the leaders of these protests are not allowing their followers to discuss or address. That needs to change. It's up to every person marching in those protests to face and tell the whole truth. There is only the whole truth or something other than the truth. Again, no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering assault. To all those that are already awake and aware, I want to always state my appreciation for you for finding the courage to stand and make your voice heard in this all-important battle for the greater good, to sound the alarm and change the current course of the human race. We march together in this all-important battle. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 218, October 12, 2019. News, again, that most don't want to hear, but that we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. As I've stated over and over, we must change course, or we have no chance. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org and paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. A recording of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials, latest and most effective materials, can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Another way to help us sound the alarm, attend the Gem Faire events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. Jim Ferrer has been and is an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at all Jim Ferrer events. Get free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials. Help us in this most critical effort to wake the masses. The Jim Ferrer event this week, Costa Mesa, California, huge event, started yesterday, ends tomorrow. If you're anywhere in Southern California and you can go to this event, go. Talk to the volunteers that man the booth. At our events, at these events, you can get in free, courtesy of Jim Fair, if you tell the Ticketmaster why you're there, to get data to help sound the alarm on climate engineering. That's at the OC Fair and Event Center. Next week, Del Mar, California, October 18th through the 20th, Del Mar Fairgrounds. Again, check the Jim Fair home site for upcoming events. Please attend, get materials, help us to wake the masses. Headlines. I'm going to go through this as quickly as I can. I have too much to cover. Every week it's getting worse and worse as the great unraveling accelerates. First headline, sudden eruption of violence in Iraq threatens oil supply. Iraq, where we spread all that freedom and democracy. Second headline, First Nation people feed starving grizzlies in British Columbia. Biosphere is absolutely collapsing. Food chain collapsing. Another headline, mining powers modern life, but can leave scarred lands and polluted waters behind. No can, no may, no could, no might, does leave scarred everything behind. Another headline, farmers get negligible benefit from insecticide that kills bees, researchers say. Killing bees. Our war against nature is a war against ourselves, as we are all about to find out the hard way. Another headline, German machinery orders plummet, adding to recession fears. Another headline, Dubai seeks investment to bolster flagging economy. Another headline, India's central bank cuts interest rate, downgrades outlook. Another headline, PC maker HP to cut up to 9,000 jobs in restructuring push. Stay with me, it keeps getting better. GE freezes pension benefits for 20,000 employees in order to lower their debt burden. And what looks like, this is from the GE report, and what looks like a dry run for the looming pension crisis facing corporate America, GE said on Monday that it would freeze pension plan benefits for up to 20,000 American employees with salaried benefits. Wow, making America great again. Another headline on that note, Stevens Tanker Division in Texas, I believe, yeah, eliminates 586 jobs. Another headline, WeWork is planning to lay off thousands. So many signs of a booming economy on a dying planet. Another headline on that note, Sports Illustrated lays off 50% of its work staff in 2019. Another headline, orders of heavy trucks collapse, layoffs start. Another headline, it's official, manufacturing is getting crushed. And one more headline that's an appropriate summary headline for the house of cards that is industrialized, militarized society. Here's the headline. The collapse might finally be here. No could, no may, no might. It's happening. As the biosphere collapses, the economy will follow, as will civilization. And on the current course, the likely near-term demise of the entire human race. While mainstream media tries to distract us with political theater, what are they not covering? Unfolding biosphere collapse, like this continuing harbinger of looming planetary extinction. World seeing, quote, catastrophic collapse of insects, something geoengineeringwatch.org reported nearly 10 years ago, finally, because they can't hide it any longer, academia and mainstream media having to cover this. How are the human populations doing? Is the medical industrial complex helping or harming? You decide. A few headlines on that theme. 23 seniors died after receiving flu shots sold by pharmacies. Another headline. 4,250% increase in fetal deaths. 4,250% reported to VAERS. That's the, for those that don't know, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, after flu shot given to pregnant women. Again, a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths. How shocking is that? Another headline, Dr. Russell Blaylock, he's an internationally award-winning neuroscientist, by the way, says, don't get the flu shot. It promotes Alzheimer's. Yes, how could it not when we consider the ingredients it contains? Directly connected, scientifically proven to be a major factor, primary factor in Alzheimer's, starting with aluminum. Another headline, U.S. vaccination court sees 400% spike in vaccine injuries. Flu shot wins top honors for biggest payout. What our news doesn't cover. What else do social media sites not cover? Geoengineeringwatch.org, for one. Again, search the geoengineering term, our site still buried somewhere in the Google pages, from the top of the page to being buried. Top of the page still on Bing or DuckDuckGo or other sites like that. Our rankings put us there. Google buried us. Why? Because now many people around the world are searching the geoengineering term, and Google didn't want them to find on the top of the first page, geoengineeringwatch.org, with a subtitle that says Exposing the Global Climate Engineering Cover-Up. Google didn't want that, so they ejected us. The cowards at Google. A quick note on disinformation, in this case from the Daily Beast, who just posted a sloppily done disinformation piece titled, quote, Chemtrail Truthers Are Coming After Greta Thunberg. This pitiful disinformation piece certainly proves that the Daily Beast is just a tool of the power structure. If you want to know what kind of terms, subjects, sources, and sites are doing great harm to the credibility of the anti-climate engineering, geoengineering cause, read the article and take notes. And yes, for the record, the Daily Beast disinformation site never mentioned any science terms like geoengineering, climate engineering, solar radiation management, etc. Not surprising. Weather update. Typhoon Hagibis is currently whopping Category 5 storm and fast approaching Japan. We'll see where that goes. A headline on that subject. Typhoon Hagibis could break records in Japan. Depends on what the climate engineers do or don't want. Certainly there is infighting between global power structures now at this point on many levels, all of whom are either actively or passively participating in climate engineering, covering each other on that subject with some exceptions. Countries like Iran, definitely not participating. Yet one more reason why they are being targeted by the Western power structure. From MSN.com and other sources, fall began with three bizarre weather events, record snowfall, record heat, and a Category 5 storm. Yes, bizarre, especially when you try to pretend climate engineering is not going on and a part of the equation. From multiple sources, Santa Ana winds to target Southern California late this week. That already happened. We see the fires burning, more being destroyed, and still a population that is unaware of climate engineering. We have to change that with credible data, and the media that is helping to hide climate engineering and all those involved in that media need to be called out. Do that by finding their contacts, send them carefully written messages containing credible data, be professional, do not threaten them. That does not help our cause. From the UK Daily Mail, what a difference a day makes. Denver sees its heaviest snowfall in October for 147 years as temperatures plummet to 21 degrees and 6.1 inches of snow fell just 24 hours after the state bathed in 77 degree sunshine. Other reports state a high in Denver of 83 degrees because official temperatures are being falsified to the downside, with a low 24 hours later of 10 degrees. That's a 73-degree drop in temperatures. This is not nature. And Denver is a perfect place for the climate engineers to carry this out because Denver's in a bowl, basin, and the cold air from chemical ice nucleation of the cloud moisture settles into that basin, and they can drop those temperatures down to the type of headline, to create the type of headline that they want, to sensationalize the cold, 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 in spite of record warm temperatures in surrounding areas in the near-term time frames around this event. And how many people that are fighting climate engineering are still not acknowledging the engineered nature of these cooldowns? That needs to change as well. Can't fight climate engineering and pretend that the engineered cooldowns are natural when they are not. The sudden snowfall, the report says, had several unexpected repercussions, like nearly 200 car crashes, road shutdowns, and delayed flights. This chemically nucleated material is extraordinarily slippery. Why? because it contains surfactants, which our lab tests at geoengineeringwatch.org have already proven. Surfactants are what you find in soap. Materials lists for products like aluminum nanoparticulates, known to be elements used in climate engineering from corporations like American Elements Corporation, list surfactants as an element in their product, and it is in the snow. Again, our lab tests prove it. That's why so many accidents happen on this chemically nucleated product. The theatrically named storm, which hit Denver and other places, Winter Storm Aubrey. The theatrical names add sensationalization to these events to, again, confuse and divide the U.S. population as to the true state of the climate. From Rolling Stone, this new headline report. Let's get to the biosphere, because that's what everything depends on. The rest is just moving deck chairs around in the Titanic. The biosphere implodes, we're done. That simple. From the Rolling Stone, this. Dying salmon, wildfires, heat waves, vanishing ice in Alaska. Climate change is impossible to ignore. From the report, this statement from an Alaskan climate scientist. He said this, I have just felt overwhelmed trying to keep up with everything this year. He went on to say this, it's been running from one fire to another, almost literally. To the Rolling Stone, yes, it's impossible to ignore, as should be the climate engineering operations in the sky. Impossible to ignore for anybody who doesn't have their eyes wide shut. Please open your eyes, Rolling Stone. Please admit to the whole truth. Some would suggest that if the wild salmon die, we can rely on ever larger salmon farms. Again, technology will save us. Another lie in this case, a brutally dangerous lie. Consider these headlines. Farmed salmon equals the most toxic food in the world. Search this headline and search the videos that go with it. And this, farmed Norwegian salmon is world's most toxic food. And this, Salmon Confidential, a shocking, informative documentary about salmon farms in Canada and diseased salmon. You will be shocked if you watch these documentaries and search this research data. Shocked. Moving on, more biosphere collapse. Nearly 40% decline in honeybee population last winter is, quote, unsustainable, experts say. Question, do we really need a scientist to tell us that? And in addition, what's not clear in this title is that 40% decline was from the 15% of bees that remained. We've already had about an 80-plus percent decline. There's almost none left. Again, deceiving headlines that don't tell the whole story. Insect populations collapsing, pollinators collapsing. We will follow on the current course. The report states this, over the past 15 years, bee colonies have been disappearing in what is known as the colony collapse disorder, according to National Geographic. Some regions have seen losses of up to 90%, the publication reported. So again, 90% already lost. Now we just lost 40% of the 90%. What does that leave us with? Now let's consider this headline. Food prices could rise if bee populations continue to decrease. No could, no may, no might. Will rise until food is not even available. That's the course we are on. Parasites and pesticides were named in the report as causes of the bee colony collapse. What was never mentioned in the report, or other reports like it, that there's peer-reviewed science study that proves bees are dying of massive aluminum exposure, that bees are dying of symptoms that parallel Alzheimer's and dementia in human beings because of the aluminum exposure. Bees literally can't find their way back to the hive from these symptoms of toxic heavy metals. What is the primary source of aluminum contamination in the environment? Climate engineering operations and the fallout from the same. On every imaginable level, governments and the so-called public protection agencies they control are behaving like completely out of control criminal organizations that are systematically hiding grave dangers from the public, not protecting them. And from the report in question, here is a stunning example of exactly what I just outlined. The report states, quote, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it has suspended data collecting for its honeybee colonies survey due to budgetary reasons. We have money for aircraft carriers, more missiles, more bombs, everything else, but we can't keep track of the bees because we don't want the public to know. That's the government's position. Just weeks after researchers reported that, again, nearly 40% of managed honeybee colonies in the country were lost over the past winter. It is, quote, surprising, the report states, that the USDA made the decision to stop tracking the honeybee populations. No, it's not. It's not surprising. It should be expected from a completely criminal government. Doesn't matter what political stripe, does not matter. Doesn't matter who occupies the White House. It is a completely out of control criminal cabal. Other governments are bad also, yes. But the bigger the government, the bigger the military, the bigger the criminality. period. More extinctions. After 450 million years, nearly a half a billion years, Chinese horseshoe crab is now endangered. Creatures that have lived in this planet for a half a billion years, in the geologic blink of an eye, humanity has so decimated the planet that we were about to lose everything. And by the way, for the record, we're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect a day to extinction. That's 1.5% of normal. Nothing normal about that. More on the war against nature. Two mountain lions found dead in Santa Monica Mountains. They had ingested rat poison, having just recently witnessed our very treasured female Doberman die the most horrific death I've ever seen from ingesting poison that she found somewhere in the forest here, put out by, I'm not sure who, I know Fish and Game and other departments are using a poison that resembles 1080 to kill squirrels. To watch our dog die horrifically, an hour-long agonizing death, was, I can't imagine people even buy this material that's available in every Home Depot store, every Lowe's, for anybody to buy. Horrific poisons to which there is no antidote. That's the fact of the matter. From the San Francisco Chronicle, Trump administration opens California to new oil drilling, possibly Bay Area too. That'll fix everything. That'll make America great again, certainly. Again, occupants of the White House, I don't care who it is, they're just puppets in the play. From the Tampa Bay Times, red tide is back in southwest Florida. Oceans are dying. Report states, a year after a 14-month toxic algae bloom plagued Florida, a new one erupts. To be clear, the oceans are dying, and if the oceans die completely, we will die with them. And it's happening at blinding speed. I want to read a short message from a very dear friend who just wrote this. He's been in these regions just last week. He said, just returned from Mississippi, Alabama. Beautiful white sand beaches, but absolutely no people on the beaches. No fishermen on the piers, no seabirds, none. The water is a putrid, brownish, red, sewage color. Worse than you can imagine. Heartbreaking. First-hand report. From Bloomberg and other sources, President's EPA pledges biofuel boost to calm corn state criticism. What a great idea. Let's turn essential food crops into substandard fuel for SUVs. Again, great idea. And not picking on the current occupant of the White House, just a puppet in the play, as were previous presidents. American population needs to face that fact soon. 5G still pressing forward, the 5G assault, very nefarious underlying motives in that arena. I can't cover that today, but I hope everyone continues to research that issue. That is a very grave and immediate danger, and there is much more to the equation than just fast internet, much, much more. Please research that issue. I'll try to cover that in the next broadcast. I'm covering biosphere collapse because, again, everything depends on that. Biosphere collapses, we are done. From UK Guardian, quote, we're losing the battle to keep global warming below 2 degrees C. Guess what? We already lost that battle. We are likely nearing or past 3.5 degrees C warming because all global climate data is being falsified to the downside. It is far, far worse than we are being told. On that note, from BBC, hundreds of temperature records broken over summer. Report states almost 400 all-time high temperatures were set in the Northern Hemisphere over the summer, according to analysis of temperature records. And that's even with falsifying the data to the downside. Now consider this from the same report. Over the summer, there were 1,200 instances of places in the Northern Hemisphere being the hottest they'd ever been in a month, in a given month. Well, wait a minute. Didn't the report just say 400 temperature records broken? Then it turns around and says 1,200 records being broken. Somebody slipped somewhere. And the true severity of what's unfolding is far worse still. Another headline on that note. September 2019 sets the record as the hottest September ever recorded. It's going to continue, and it's going to accelerate. And climate engineering, the attempt to hide it or mask it by engineering cool downs, please search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org and the engineering wildfire section. Please learn more. Learn more. Knowledge is power in this scenario. Now we have California that's been the target of the climate engineers for a very long time. Millions in California may be in the dark for a week if PG&E is allowed to turn off power. Well, we know they have turned off power during the last week. And here's a question. What's the full spectrum of agendas being carried out by the California power shutdowns? the high-pressure dome over California that is creating the winds is connected to ionosphere heater installations like HARP, extremely powerful radio frequency microwave transmitters that can and do heat the ionosphere, creating pressure zones on the surface and thus influencing temperatures and wind patterns. So again, consider that there are many agendas being carried out with the baking and burning of the once golden state. And consider that there are many agendas being carried out with the now unprecedented power shutdowns. Those in power are preparing for much larger actions and scenarios. Wait and see. On that note, this new headline report from offgridsurvival.com, California officials declare ham radio no longer a benefit, demand ham radio repeater infrastructure to be removed, ensuring that populations are unable to communicate as the coming collapse unfolds. This is a part of the equation. From numerous sources, this headline, toxic, quote, forever chemicals detected in drinking water supplies across California. In that report, drinking water sources for 74 community water systems serving 7.5 million Californians are contaminated with the highly toxic fluorinated chemicals called PFAAs, according to an environmental working group review. Very low doses of these chemicals in drinking water are linked with increased risks of cancer, reproductive and immune system harm, liver and thyroid disease, and other health problems. All of the detections in California's water systems sources exceeded the so-called safe limits. We don't see anything about that, do we? Didn't the current occupant of the White House just tell us how clean and wonderful our water was? And not that Gavin Newsom is any better. Mr. Newsom, whose office I sat in with him and his top aides, presented data which they could not refuse on the climate engineering assault. And have they breathed the word of it publicly? Not a word. Not a word. Criminals. Doesn't matter their political stripe. Gavin Newsom, the current occupant of the White House, all criminals. All need to be exposed. And don't think because one side of the political spectrum and certain portions of the media attack a certain individual that that individual must be okay because he's being attacked. That's simply a good guy, bad guy, total theater, part of the act. Just part of the act. While the overall saga continues in the same direction. From the UK Guardian, large swaths of New South Wales at brush fire risk as temperatures set to reach 40 degrees C. They are just starting their summer and they are frying already. That's going to continue. As I reported in my recent broadcast, also Australian rain is being cut off by climate engineering. From ABC Australia, this new report, drought sparks desperate and extreme behavior for native animals. Please listen to this. It is absolutely heartbreaking. Ecologists say kangaroos have resorted to eating the stomachs and intestines of dead kangaroos in a desperate attempt to find plant matter due to the drought. The report continues with this. Kangaroos are dying in the millions. This horrific and heartbreaking scenario is not nature. It is a result of climate engineering. Please follow me through with the facts I'm about to present. This headline, the air above Antarctica, this is directly related to what's happening in Australia, by the way, just got very hot very fast, breaking all previous temperature records. From that report, stratospheric warming, a phenomenon that takes place in the northern hemisphere regularly, only since climate engineering was put into place, about once every 1 to 2 years. In the southern hemisphere, however, it is far rarer, having only been observed once before 2002. An SSW, that's sudden stratospheric warming, can raise stratospheric temperatures by 100 to 120 degrees Fahrenheit in only days. I want to state this. Geoengineering Watch warned weeks ago about this event coming. It's not nature, as I stated. Representatives from Australia's Bureau of Meteorology, this is from the report, stated sudden stratospheric warming is the result of, quote, natural variations within the atmosphere. What a blatant, glaring, factless lie. That's what agencies do. Lie and cover up. Now let's plug this into the equation. What does this warming do? It changes wind patterns, changes air currents, changes precipitation patterns, and it's part of what's being used by climate engineers to carry out various objectives in various parts of the globe. It is created by ionosphere heaters. And the science community, the climate science community, is not telling us the truth. Keep following through with more facts that connect to this equation. From phys.org and other sources, microplastics may affect how Arctic sea ice forms and melts. Ice nucleation of model nanoplastics and microplastics. This is from a science study. Plastics act to nucleate ice when mixed with different particles. Heavy metals are one of those particles. Heavy metals are part of climate engineering mix. We have recent reports from all over the globe about these microplastics showing up on the tops of mountains and Arctic sea ice and everywhere. And now we have science study that proves they are a factor with nucleating ice. Artificial ice nucleation being used to create engineered cool downs, being used to mask the true severity of what's unfolding. And in addition to sucking in heavy metals with every breath we take, what else are we sucking in? Plastics. And we have recent reports to say that we are inhaling so much plastic and ingesting it, it's enough to make a credit card every week for every single one of us. Please look that up. Please don't believe me. Don't believe anything I say in this broadcast. Please look it up. So again, the same toxic climate engineering elements, including toxic microplastics, showing up everywhere in the air column, in every breath we take. How much longer can our bodies handle this onslaught? How much longer can the web of life handle what it's being exposed to? We'll find out on The Current Course. Rapidly running out of time in this broadcast, I'm going to skip through a few headlines rapidly. Please look those headlines up to learn more about ice nucleation and what it's doing to Earth's ice deposits. There's this new headline report from National Geographic titled, "Something Strange is Happening to Greenland's Ice Sheets." I'm going to give one excerpt from this report from one of the lead scientists. "We have never observed an ice sheet behaving this way before. It's unprecedented in human scientific history. Consider what I just read about artificial nucleating materials being dumped everywhere around our planet, especially in the cryosphere areas." Please search this headline, read this, and consider what's not being disclosed by National Geographic: geoengineering and chemical ice nucleation, artificial ice nucleation. From the Washington Examiner, UN warns rising sea levels could cause 60 million Americans' toilets to stop flushing. No could, no may, no might. It's coming. Another headline from the conversation.com and other sources: "Sea level rise has claimed 5 whole islands in the Pacific. First scientific evidence." Please look this title up. Look at the photos. They're shocking. Another headline from discoverymagazine.com: "We can't just plant billions of trees to stop climate change." Been over that in episode after episode or broadcast after broadcast. Many trees in many locations no longer grow, for one. But you can't just turn off what we've done to the planet. Another headline: "Scientists warn of cascading system collapse in Amazon rainforest." Again, we've lost 25 million acres this year alone. I could go on and on with biosphere collapse headlines. There are too many to even begin to cover. But here's the point. Where is this leading? What's the most immediate danger we face? It's power structures that are unimaginably desperate because biosphere collapse is forcing their hand. The desperation of empire. On that note, where does our own country, America, fit into the equation? A country that has a military bigger than the next 10 militaries combined. Let's stop and remember that the U.S. has invaded and or occupied nearly 100 nations since 1776. Many have been invaded and or occupied multiple times. How many countries has Iran invaded in the last 2 centuries? I want to keep reminding about this. 0. None. Here's my question. Which country's military is on everyone else's borders and in everyone else's country all over the world? America, of course. Does that question even need to be answered? Sadly, the USA has long since become a completely out-of-control empire with a majority of the population that does not yet seem to care what's being done in their name, so long as their personal pursuits of pleasure are allowed to continue. These are truly sad days on planet Earth, and collapse is just beginning. Unfolding collapse, chaos, and protests are being systematically blacked out by the power structure controlled so-called mainstream media. Chaos and collapse in Iraq, Haiti, Ecuador, Hong Kong is beginning. And there is, of course, the Kurdish population whose collapse has just been put on the fast track. From TheWeek.com, this headline: "What America's betrayals of Kurdistan and Yemen have in common." Recommend reading that article. Very informative. From TheIntercept.com, 8 times the U.S. has betrayed the Kurds. How many remember the Iraqis that were encouraged by the U.S. to rise up against Saddam Hussein in 1991, which they then did, only to be abandoned by the U.S. and then slaughtered by former U.S. puppet dictator Saddam Hussein, who was invaded for many reasons by the U.S., freedom and democracy and the spread of it, were not amongst those reasons. It was loot, plunder, and pillage, and now that country is being left to crumble in the ashes. What the U.S. has just done to the Kurds again is business as usual for the U.S. empire. The case is the same in regard to Iran being a current target. On that note, a few excerpts from this essay titled America's Banality of Evil by Jacob Hornberger. Report states this: everyone wonders whether President Trump is going to end up embroiling the United States in a war with Iran. He himself has said that he is, quote, locked and loaded for such a war, meaning that he is ready at a moment's notice to order his army to begin bombing Iran. The reality is that the president has been waging war against Iran throughout his presidency, just as previous presidents have done. His war consists of economic sanctions, whose aim it is to impoverish and inflict death on the Iranian populace, including children and seniors, as a way to bend Iran's government to his will or to have it ousted from power and replaced by a pro-U.S. regime. For the record, the Iraqi sanctions and sanctions of so many other countries carried the same objectives. Many Americans don't think of sanctions as weaponry of war. That's because they seem so benign. To most, sanctions are just rules and regulations, not deadly. No bombs are dropped. No troops are invading and occupying countries like Iran. No shootings, no torture, no Abu Ghraibs, just economic regulations that are blindly and brutally enforced by the president's loyal bureaucratic personnel with the federal government, both civilian and military. In fact, sanctions aren't really so much a weapon of war as they are a weapon of terrorism. That's because they don't target enemy troops as done in war, but instead target the civilian population of a nation as a way to achieve a political goal. That's what terrorists do. They also kill innocent civilians as a way to achieve a political goal. Terrorism and sanctions are the weapons of cowards, because the civilians they target have no real way to defend themselves against a suicide bomb or economic sanctions. What is needed is a national crisis of conscience. A crisis of conscience among the American people, especially those who worship in church every Sunday. A critical mass of Americans must finally come to the realization that killing innocent people, especially with the aim of achieving a political goal, is morally wrong and contrary to the laws of a benevolent creator. Killing through economic sanctions is still murder. If and when a critical mass of Americans experience that crisis of conscience, America's banality of evil will be brought to an end. Consider this statement of wisdom from Clarence Darrow. He said this: the lowest standards of ethics of which a right-thinking man can possibly conceive is taught to the common soldier whose trade is to shoot his fellow men. In youth, he may have learned the command, quote, thou shalt not kill. But the ruler takes the boy just as he enters manhood and teaches him that his highest duty is to shoot a bullet through his neighbor's heart, and this unmoved by passion or feeling or hatred, and without the least regard to right or wrong, but simply because his ruler gives the word. Is that the kind of society we've become? Is that the kind of society we aspire to be? Can we yet change this course? Internationally recognized intellectual Noam Chomsky said this: the general population doesn't know what's happening, and it doesn't even know that it doesn't know. I would further that statement with this: unfortunately, most of the population doesn't even want to know that it doesn't know. And about Noam Chomsky, again, considered one of the great intellectuals of our time, but even Mr. Chomsky does not seem to want to know what he doesn't know. Or perhaps he's simply unwilling to come anywhere near the truth on subjects like climate engineering or what really happened on 9/11. Mr. Chomsky, perhaps you also should take a long look in the mirror. Summoning the courage to face a rapidly darkening horizon is not easy. Thus, the vast majority are still not willing to clear the lens through which they see the world, a lens that is ever tainted by ideology, programming, preconception, and bias. If the human race remains on the current course, our days are numbered. And again, we will likely take down the entire web of life with us. Is it truly too late to alter our course? We will never know unless we collectively stand, fully face verifiable facts that can be confirmed with objective and honest investigation, and then make our voices heard in the critical battle to fully awaken the masses to what is unfolding. Reaching a critical mass of awareness is the only way forward if we're to have any chance of changing course. And if there is any chance at all, that's worth fighting for, no matter what comes. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Share credible data from a credible source. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.